Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks Podcast on KMBZ.
The show kind of stinks.
And a good Tuesday afternoon. As they say down south, howdy.
Howdy.
Well, hello.
Good to see you.
It's good to be back.
I don't even know where to start today.
I don't either.
We'll start with this one.
There's a lot.
By the way, did you see the price of gasoline is going up? Everybody's freaking out. Listen.
It always does this right before summer because they know you're getting ready to take a road trip and they're trying to gouge you.
Well, no, you heard about the pipeline with the ransom with that Russian company. I hope they burn in hell. But they're saying that people are starting to panic, not unlike the toilet paper about this time last year. I do not understand the run on certain products. First of all,
we're not going to run out of gasoline.
No. Last year, I thought to myself, how much do you poop?
Right.
And this year, I'm thinking to myself,
how much did you drive?
How did you drive, man?
I can go on one tank for
almost a week.
A full week. Because when I'm home, ask my husband, I don't leave like a 9-block radius of where I live. The only driving I do is working back.
Yeah.
We call that a bubble.
I like my bubble.
I like my bubble too. Don't burst it. And where are you guys driving where, I got to get the gas, Okay. Where are you going to put it other than in the tank of your car? Are you going to have a bunch of those little lawnmower gasoline things lined up ready to go in the garage?
No, that's a fire hazard. We don't do that.
Well, we saw the same issue with the toilet paper shortage.
I know.
Why do people need 40 cases of toilet paper?
Man,
how often do you go?
You must have some explosive diarrhea.
We have, though, Scott, enjoyed extremely low gas prices for a long time.
Yes. I have a buddy of mine. He was a college roommate. He now lives in Holland. And he filled out, he put the picture up on Facebook. He's lived there for a long, long time, so this wasn't a shocker.
Right.
But he put a picture up of the gas pump right after he filled up his car the other day. And he just wrote, man, I need to get back on my bicycle. Because in euros and versus dollars, whatever, it was roughly to fill up his car. And you know, over there, they drive those itty bitty cars. There's no big giant SUV like we drive around here. It was $100 to fill up his
car. Wow.
$100 to fill up his car.
I did notice the other day I was down at Quick Trip and for some reason it kept saying, see cashier. Is there anything more annoying when you're just trying to fill up and get out of there than the C cashier prompt?
No.
So I canceled it. I started over. I used a different card.
My card's been doing that too. I've had to go in three times.
C cashier.
Yeah.
I'm like, I don't want to go see the cashier. Sorry, Sam.
Did you guys like the explanation?
I have. Because I was in a hurry and I was super annoyed.
And the last three times I've been, it doesn't happen anywhere else. The last three times I've been to Quick Trip,
yep,
it's see cashier.
And then they say, how much do you want? Well, I don't know. I was trying to fill it up. I don't know. And this is why I said this, Sam, and then I want the explanation. Mm-hmm. I go, $30 for, I don't know. And so I go back, $30 didn't even come close to filling it up.
So you know those chips that you have on your card now?
Yes.
Everybody's trying to switch over to the chip.
Yes.
Well, gas pumps, up until recently, were still the bar readers. And so now they're the chip readers, but they haven't updated the prompts on the screen. So it tells you to pull your card out, but in reality, you need to leave your card
Thank
in.
You. So there's a sticker. I'm so glad you brought this
Follow the instructions on the sticker. That's correct.
I put the card in. It says, remove quickly, please. Bloop, remove it. See cashier. So then I cancel, start over. I'm like, no, I know this card is a good card. Bloop, see cashier. I'm like,
Yeah, so what happens is it's trying to read the chip, and in the middle of reading that chip, you're pulling it back out.
Got it.
And so it's registering
I thought
an error.
There was something wrong with my car.
No.
No.
So there's a new sticker now, Scott. They've put stickers, like the Kansas Board of Education. They've put stickers on the front of the pump now that say, leave the card in. However, by the time I had tried to pull it out, I think my bank was like, fraud. So then you've got to go in. Fine.
So they want you to leave it in there so Quick Trip can get more time to steal all your information off your card? Is that what we're saying?
I don't think that's what it is. But I think it will be updated soon. But I'm so glad I asked Sam because I thought, what in the Sam Hill?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a technology rollout that wasn't quite complete.
Well, roll it out already.
Well, they're working on it, I think. I don't know.
It's obviously been 3 weeks because I fill up about once a week, give or take. Maybe every 5 or 6 days, whatever. Same difference. And the last three times I've had to go see the cashier.
As the employee having to tell every single person using
Who's already annoyed because they're coming in.
See, I go in. They don't tell me this because I would have only made the mistake once. I go in. I go, I need 20 on 12. And they go, okay, 20 on 12. Swipe your card. Blah, blah, blah. They don't tell me, hey, man, listen, dumbass. Next time, follow the instructions and leave it in there longer.
Follow the sticker instructions,
not the
electronic instructions.
Correct. The sticker that's what you want.
Thank you for telling me that because I was perplexed and I learned something new on this show every day, and that's day.
All right. So
I don't need to learn anything else.
There was a ransom issue on the pipeline that runs the entire country. I'm just saying, be prepared. Gas prices are going up. I'm just saying.
I know.
I'm just saying. I'm not going to get to that one yet. Sporting Kansas City just sent out an email. I just got it because I have season tickets there. They are going full capacity May 29th.
Full on.
Full capacity.
Come into
May
the cauldron.
29th.
Oh, yeah. Can you imagine the energy? I can't wait.
I have not been to a sporting game in person since a week before the pandemic.
Okay.
I have not been in person since a week before.
I had not been until this weekend, and we have not spoken since the weekend.
Oh,
I had not been to a concert since before the pandemic. And this weekend, I went to one of the best shows I have seen in I cannot tell you how long.
Elton John, because you're wearing Elton John-like glasses.
I went to fake Elton John, Elton Dan and the Rocket Band.
Elton Dan and the Rocket Band.
They were at Knuckleheads.
So it's a tribute.
Oh, God, they were good. They were so good that on Sunday, I had no voice from screaming back at him the lyrics to Tiny Dancer, which, yes, I know every word.
No, you're not one of the scream the lyric. No, because that ruins the show for the people right next to you.
So Elton Dan was there. I will tell you this. It was the most beautiful crowd. It was young, old, black, white, gay, straight. It was the perfect sampling of everybody across Kansas City.
So it was America.
All singing and dancing and... Oh my gosh, it was so much fun. And the reason I tell you that story, whether you're an Elton John fan or not, is that it's back.
Yeah.
Music is back. And Knuckleheads is one of the greatest. We were in the garage, one of the greatest venues to see a band. He did all of the hits. He looks exactly like Elton John. And I danced like a fool.
Wasn't almost Rod Stewart there too?
It's Rob Stewart.
Rob Stewart,
and
sorry.
Yes, and look how much he looks like Elton John circa 1978.
I'd go early 80s on that
Early 80s, yeah. Just an absolute blast. And so one of the things I noticed, because you mentioned sporting, at Knuckleheads on their marquee, they have a listing of all of the live shows coming up in the spring and in the summer. And there are some good ones, and we will be back. What a great venue, great time, great crowd.
Is everything kind of just launching back?
Dude, with a rocket. Yes. Jinx, show me a Coke.
No pun intended.
There was a gigantic sign at my gym today that said, masks not required.
Same at mine.
It was huge.
Same at mine. Mine has said masks are now optional. By the way, somebody on the text line said, Scott, when Children's Mercy or when sporting goes back on May 29th, full capacity, are masks required? No. I just read the email from the team. Mask wearing is strongly encouraged, but is not required under the unified government's latest guideline.
We had to be masked at Knuckleheads when you ordered, when you went up to the bar, but no one was masked dancing, and everyone was vaccinated. Everyone there was my age and older.
Well, and when Jamie was in yesterday, I was telling her about, and I told you briefly before the show, we went to Styx on Sunday night for Mother's Day, and everybody was wearing masks.
Styx,
until they,
like Babe?
No, Styx, like the Japanese
restaurant. Oh.
And
no, I thought you meant Styx, the band.
Oh, it's a pop-up Styx. You know, like got back together.
Robo.
Like the river in hell.
Your mom to see Styx.
Yeah, my mom loves that stuff.
Yeah.
She took me to Deep Purple once. No, we went to Styx, the restaurant, and everybody wore their masks while they waited to be seated.
Yeah.
But, you know, of course, when you're seated, you don't have to wear a mask. This was at 5 o'clock in the afternoon, because, you know, we like to eat early and get our tapioca afterwards. And it was packed.
Welcome back, world.
I'm telling you.
Welcome back.
We are back.
When we come back, breaking news out of Jefferson City regarding unemployment. Mm-hmm. We're going to talk about that. And also, the fired baseball coach in town who was accused of using a racial slur says that is not how it happened.
Yeah, he did admit to using the N-word, but
in the way that you think.
And if he's telling the truth, did he deserve to be fired? We'll get to all of that and much more coming up in just a moment here on Dana and Parks.
We'll try best that we can to carry on.
All right, welcome back. We have some breaking news this hour. The governor of Missouri has just announced that he is going to, I'm going to read this is so new that nobody's written news stories about it, from the Star to even KMBZ.
Yeah, this is straight from the release.
Yeah, so keep in mind, I'm reading straight from the governor's office. And this follows stories that we've been talking about where there are jobs, people are trying to hire everywhere, and yet nobody's applying for these jobs. Dateline is Jefferson City, Missouri. And I quote, in order to address workforce stoppages across the state, Governor Mike Parson today directed the Missouri Department of Labor to notify the U.S. Department of Labor that Missouri will end participation in all federal pandemic-related unemployment insurance programs effective Saturday, June 12th at midnight. Quoting here from the governor. From conversations with business owners across the state, we know that they are struggling not because of COVID-19, but because of labor shortages resulting from these excessive federal unemployment programs. While these benefits provided supplementary financial assistance during the height of COVID-19, they were intended to be temporary, and their continuation has instead worsened the workforce issues that we are facing. It is time that we end these programs that have ultimately incentivized people to stay out of the workforce, end quote from the governor. Now, if memory serves me correct, the, dare I say, bloated unemployment programs were scheduled to end in September.
So he's cutting it a few months short.
3 months short, the governor is, yes.
And we have heard again and again, I don't know if we want to relitigate the topic that we did, it was either Thursday or Friday or both last week. We have heard from business owners who say, especially in the service industry and manual labor type industries, construction landscape, roofing, that people will apply, but they are applying just for the, quote, proof that they are trying to find a job, and that no one is actually then following through and taking a job, even when it's offered and even when training is offered to be paid. We saw last week, Scott, a restaurant, and they are offering up a $300 signing bonus. And then if you stick around, I think it was 6 months, you get a total of $500 or $400.
No, 4 months. Stick around four months.
4 months, you get several hundred dollars just to come to work.
It's a total. It was a restaurant out of Lee's Summit, and it was if you agree to work, okay, so you're employed.
Yes.
After 2 months, you get $200, I think it is, and then if you stay for 4 months, you get another three. So it's a total bonus of $500. If my memory is correct.
And business owners are, they say, being forced to think outside of the box because no one will apply.
I was over the weekend, I shared this story yesterday, I was near 103rd and Row, and there's a Sonic down there.
Uh-huh.
I was taking Kelly's son to his pitching lesson, and I had to wait nearby, and there's a Sonic across the street. And on the little marquee underneath the Sonic sign, it said, "Now hiring at higher pay."
Yeah.
Even Sonic's like, all right, okay.
We'll do it. We're in.
Not coming in for $8 an hour?
And who was it over the weekend that said they're kicking it up to 15? Was that Chipotle? I need to look.
That sounds right.
Some mid-level, you know, a little higher than fast food, but not dine-in, announced over the weekend, we're hiking it to $15 an hour.
Somebody says, is Missouri the first state to do this? I think so. I don't know that for a fact. But man, I think so. If you just missed the breaking news, the governor of Missouri, Mike Parson, says in order to address workforce shortages across the state of Missouri will end participation in all federal pandemic-related unemployment insurance programs, not in September, but on June 12th, in order to incentivize people to get off the couch, quit collecting unemployment from the government, and go back to work.
By the way, it was Chipotle that said they will raise their average wage to $15 an hour.
I thought it was. And that's great. I think it's wonderful they are paying that wage. I know a lot of those restaurants have college incentives, too, for people who are looking for tuition reimbursement or help. I think it's good that businesses are looking at other options to find, hire, and retain workers in traditionally lower paying areas of America. I don't think, Scott, if you were making $70,000 before the pandemic and got laid off, you're sitting around cashing that check. I think the corporate people who lost their jobs and people with a little bit higher wages were dying to get back, mm-hmm. and are back. I think this is going to be predominantly people in service and manual labor type industries where it probably does pay more in the short term to sit on the sidelines.
I'm not going to read the name of the restaurant, but before we get to the bottom of the hour news, and you guys are welcome to chime in at 576-7798. I just tried to eat at blank, very, very popular restaurant here in town. They said they were closed until later in the day because of severe staffing issues.
Yes. And please be kind to those who are left behind who do come to work. They're all short-staffed right now.
Yeah.
It's not the fault of the 20-year-old waiter who is so stressed out, not making a ton of money.
Who you're about to drive to the unemployment line.
Short-staffed. Yeah.
576-7798. 576-7798. All right, so here we go. Missouri is not the first state in the union. Dana and I were doing this weird thing called research during the break. Missouri is not the first to end the federal unemployment supplement that all the states have been getting. It's $300 a week, by the way. Alabama was yesterday announced that they were going to stop participating in the federal government supplemental unemployment on June 19th, which provides an extra $300 a week to the jobless. Arkansas announced last week that they're going to stop on June 26th. South Carolina announcing last week they will end the additional benefits at the end of June. Montana last week said theirs will stop on June 27th. Montana, by the way, will now instead offer a one-time $1,200 bonus if you go back to work. But Missouri, which became the fifth state today to do this, is going to be the earliest to implement their stop on June 12th. 576-7798. Vivian in Lake Lackawanna. Hello, Vivian.
Hi, how are you?
We're well. Thank you for asking.
Okay, I wanted to make a point here. I have been laid off from Aramark. Let me just put it that way. I've never gotten called back because they're not open for everybody yet. And so I've been drawing unemployment a few months. We're looking for a job every week. And people my age, I'm retired, they're not getting called. So I think there's a problem with that also. I just wanted to put that out there.
You say you've been applying for months, Vivian?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, since last year.
So I wonder, here is the secondary, follow me here, Scott, problem with the system and the way that it's working this late into the pandemic. People who really do want a job, like Vivian, are now clogged in a funnel of a system with tens of thousands of other people falsely applying to keep getting their benefits. Do you understand what I'm mm-hmm. saying? So Vivian might be the one out of five who really wants a job, but there's 100 others just applying to say that they did. And so maybe that's another issue that we haven't even thought about with this. With so many people like fake applying, if that's in fact what they're doing, it's clogging the system for people like Vivian who really want to apply and really do want to work.
So what's the solution then? Make everybody who applies actually want a job?
Right.
Because they're running out of benefits?
How bad do you want it on a scale of 1 to 10?
Yeah. Let's go to Vivian. Thank you for the call, and best of luck. I mean that. Jim in Shawnee. Hello, Jim.
Hi. Hey, I'm proud that we got a governor that's got the guts to do what the federal government won't do. This is not going to end until this happens, and most people realize this. And I'm surprised it's what's going to happen is the governors of all the states are going to have to take the bull by the horns themselves because the federal government, and I'm talking about Biden administration, doesn't have the guts to do this himself.
Even states like Kansas or, say, New York, California?
I don't know if Kansas will because our governor, I doubt she'll have the guts to do it either. But none of them will do it. A lot of the strong Democratic states.
Are you injecting politics into this show?
I don't think he is. Not on a Tuesday.
Not really. What I'm saying is that states that are staunchly Democrat probably won't, because that's how they feel. But the ones that really see that employers are desperate now and aren't going to be able to make it unless they have employees. Have to have the help of the government to say, hey, go to work. We're not going to just let you sit around until this runs out. I know people that are doing this, and it just irritates the heck out of me that they're just sitting there waiting for this to go away and they're not going to do it until the federal government or their state.
But
like
Jim,
Missouri.
One of the things I've always asked about this, and I don't believe higher wage earners are doing this, because you sit on the beach long enough, you become unemployable down the line. So, and we said that in the beginning, you sit out long enough and then you try to get back into the workforce in 6 months, there are going to be so many business owners that give those people the middle finger because they have been struggling to hire people when people didn't want to work. And so I've always asked, if in fact you're just sitting around cashing that check and not working, do they not understand that there was an end date to this? There was always going to be an end date mm-hmm. to this.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they're going to ride that wave until it happens.
But then if you ride the wave until it happens, to me, you go to the bottom of the list and you are unemployable if you waited until the 11th hour to get back into the job force.
Yeah, going back hang on, Jim, let me jump in and then.
Such a short-term solution to a long-term problem.
Let's say you are riding this wave. I don't remember if it was you or Dana that said that, but you ride this in a state where it continues until September 12th or 13th, whatever it is. September 6th, actually. September 6th. You go in to interview for a job in early September, and the hiring manager says, hey, Jim here from Shawnee. Couldn't help but notice that you were unemployed in 2020. A lot of people were. It was tough. But you're just now coming back to us, and you haven't been employed at all in 2021. What gives?
Yeah, we call that a gap.
Yeah, I was riding the wave. I was getting some free cash from the government. Decided to sit. That's Dana's point. That looks bad for you.
Yeah, and like Dana said, they may be giving them the finger, and they'll deserve it.
Fair point on that. Okay, Jim. Glad we got you in. Thank you for it. 576-7798. DJ in Oklahoma. Hello, DJ.
Good afternoon. Thanks for taking my call.
Hi.
Scott, you kind of stole my thunder. The governor of Montana has done it right. And what he has done is if you hold a job for 4 months, okay, that takes you past September, you will receive the $1,200 the government's offering. So, number one, somebody takes a job and they're there for 4 months, they still get their $1,200.
That's a great idea.
Right. And I think that should be a national, a federal approach. And, you know, it's so common sense that, you know, the governor of Missouri, I granted, he's doing it right. But on the other hand, people aren't going to feel like they're getting, you know, so Dana, you said that's a great idea, isn't it? I mean,
it is. And I just looked it up. DJ is absolutely right. Montana is instead, you know, they're cutting the $300 a month federal benefit. Instead, they are offering a one-time $1,200 bonus for everyone who gets back to work.
What about those, though, who, and you know that they're going to say this, what about those who have consistently been in the workforce? They're going to say, and they have a right to say, where's my $1,200?
That I never left, that I am the server who is putting up with all of the angry customers when we are so short-staffed every single day of the week. I've been here working throughout. Where's my $1,200? And that's absolutely fair.
I'm that 19-year-old girl I saw work in the front desk at Stix the other night when two people came up and berated her saying, what good's a reservation if I don't get seated on time? And this 19...
Do not yell at the hostess. What is wrong with people?
She handled it like a professional champion. She just said, ma'am, we're doing the best that we can. I can't seat you at a table where somebody is currently sitting.
And this is Marge. Marge, this is Ann. She's going to be sitting with you.
And here's my middle finger. Why don't you sit and
Amen.
Spin? 576-7798. Trevor in Platte City. Hello, Trevor.
Hey, guys. I just wanted to chime in here. So I own two employment staffing franchises. So obviously this is our bread and butter, and it has been a wild, more than a year now. And there are so many job openings right now for that lower-skilled, lower-paid worker that companies are dying. And they are willing to take people before that were more stringent on backgrounds are now like, I don't care what they've done. We just need to get them to work. I'm serious. We've literally put to work any background you could imagine. And on top of that, there are some companies out there that are saying to us, don't even drug test them. We just need people. Because all these things, you know, weed them out. And we have literally hundreds of job openings right now just on the Kansas side of the metro. We're a franchise system, so I own the Kansas side of the metro. And we could double the amount of people we have working right now. Our show-up rates to interviews for, again, that type of worker is like 30 to 40%. So during the pandemic, those are the people that went away. Employers that paid, you know, $12 an hour for a basic assembly job or a basic production job, they're dying. And they've gone from now $12 an hour to 15 or 16, which is awesome. It's great for those people. But all they do is they increase the price, right? So it's not like now every product that they produce, we pay the extra premium because of that labor. So wages have gone up, which obviously has inflation implications.
Trevor, let me jump in here for a second because you just brought something up. And my conspiratorial mind has been in overdrive the last couple of days with these stories. Is it possible that the idea of extending these benefits to September, which I think most people would agree, is too long and it's having a detrimental effect on businesses in particular, as Dana mentioned, the service industries and your lower wage manual labor jobs. Is it possible that this was a roundabout way to force wages up because they knew you couldn't get a minimum wage bill passed on the national level?
That is one heck of a conspiracy theory.
It's a good one, too.
It is. It's a very good one. And I don't know, nothing against politicians. I just don't think they're that smart to be able to plan that.
I agree.
But that's but
what if we do this? Yeah,
that sounds
pretty good. That is essentially what has happened, you know? And so, it's just they. And I'm not opposed to that $1,200 to get people back to work. All I know is there are companies dying on the vine for people in many different industries.
Yep.
All right, and poo-poo on you, Trevor, and you, Dana, for not believing my conspiracy theory, because I still believe
it.
No, poo-poo. Hey, goodbye. Yeah. Bye. 5767798.
They said my friends were just an unruly mob, and I should get a haircut and get a real job. Get a haircut and get a real job. Clean your act up. Get it together like your big brother Bob.
Georgie, Georgia. Get a haircut. Get a real unemployment programs on June 12th. That is July, August, September. Yep. That is 3 months sooner than the federal unemployment programs are in effect. The governor arguing that people need to get back to work. Businesses are clamoring for employees. People are sitting on their butts because
maybe you need a little, a little push, a little nudge
out the door.
Get back out there.
Here's a pen. Why don't you fill that application out? Here's your pen. It's free. Go ahead. We'll give it to you.
We're going to take back the $900 you were going to get, and here's a pen.
Not to mention, though, that all of these people getting the additional assistance are going to have to pay taxes on that next year.
Mm-hmm.
And if they're still out of work and haven't been making money or
saving
money. Is
that counted
money,
as income? Some extent. Say it is, and some I've heard it's not.
I think you have to pay on some of it, yes.
It is 100% taxed at 300%.
But we all know, hang on, guys, let's not be mean. Everybody who is getting that money is putting a certain percentage aside into a separate account in anticipation of the taxes when the taxes are due. They're not spending it all. They're saving some. Bear. In Ropo, what's up, Bear?
Hey, buddy, what's going on?
Hey, man.
Hey, instead of, grasping for conspiracy theories, how about maybe looking at the most obvious reason that people aren't getting jobs, which is COVID. It's the reason they weren't working for the longest time, not being able to, work because they're afraid of their working environment, afraid of possibly getting sick, headline. Well, there's still a pandemic. We're not at herd immunity. There's a lot of people that aren't getting vaccinated. We're barely at 50% in the area. And the data actually supports the fact that it's not money that's keeping people from taking these jobs. It's their health concerns and safety concerns. Because early on during COVID, you remember, there's a lot of people that actually weren't getting those benefits because it was taking a while for them to get it. And they actually did surveys. They did research. They talked to all the people that got jobs and asked them, why did they get a job? They didn't get a job. They asked both groups of people, the people that were getting benefits, the people that weren't getting benefits, and they found out the same percentage of people that weren't getting benefits were refusing jobs for the same reason as people that were getting benefits.
But Bear, if people are not going out to get jobs because they're concerned about COVID, that's sure as hell not keeping them from going out to dinner on Sunday night or any other night. America is barreling back to normal, whether you think it's a good idea or not, or whether Dr. Fauci or Bear, I didn't interrupt you. Please don't interrupt me. America is barreling back. With respect, I don't buy your argument that people are just simply afraid to go get a job. And you know who else doesn't? Everybody who was on TV on the Sunday programs who worked for the administration were asked, well, what about this argument that people are not getting jobs because the federal unemployment benefits exceed what they would be getting if they went out and got a job? And even those from the administration on the Sunday shows did not deny that. It would have been very easy to simply say, that is not true. People are afraid of getting COVID. That's why they're staying at home. They did not say that. And I watched three Sunday shows on Sunday.
I watched the same Sunday. Said it was a small percentage and a small reason. But the larger reason is because of safety. And they said, please, everybody go get vaccinated. And you want to see when the full employment shows up again? It's when you have zero COVID cases.
Okay, dude, now you went all Charlie Brown's
teaching. Well, and yeah, Barry, you're cutting out. I'm sorry. I don't think the younger workers have the fear or care about the vaccine.
No, they don't.
If you're 18 to 25, I don't think the vaccine is the reason that you've been putting off going back to work.
Which is typically what restaurant service workers are. They tend to be young. This headline from the Kansas City Star, lack of workers causing service problems, delaying the opening of Kansas City restaurants. To your point, Danny, you're absolutely right. It's not the young who are afraid of COVID.
Coming up in the show a little bit later, the prosecutor has apologized to a Kansas City man she says is innocent. In several murders in 1978, he spent decades behind bars. We're going to talk about that coming up at 5.
Also, the fired Olathe North baseball coach says he was completely taken out of context. He never should have been fired. Is he right? We'll get to that. Also, coming up on Dana and Parks.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.